Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Continuing our football conversation, we bring in the head coach of the Innsworth Tigers and ESPN NFL analyst, Tim Hasselbeck, who is on the line with us. Coach, we got to start with that. What a win for your squad against McCauley. I know it was over there in Innsworth. It was a rowdy crowd, I'm sure. But I know you got to be proud of your boys.
Yeah, definitely proud of our guys. You know, obviously a really good program, really good team, and they look that's the school that knocked us out of the playoffs last year. And so, you know, for us, I said this after the game, and like you guys follow high school football, you know the drill. For any of the non-boarding private schools to compete with the boarding private schools, you know, on any given Friday night is a really big deal. So for us to, you know, to win the football game, and really, to be honest with you, like, because of how the game started, we ended up, you know, being in pretty good control of the game for, you know, really for the entire game. That was a big deal for our kids, a really big deal for our kids. So I'm definitely proud of them.
What's it like for you now as a coach, and like you said, going up against some of these programs? But you know, you saw Jared Curtis at Nashville Christian, and now there's players at McCauley that you know you used to talk about as an analyst when they would come into the college game or the NFL. Yeah. Now you have to face them as a coach. That's got to be a little bit of a different reality for you.
Yeah, I think what it's done is like you appreciate. You know, just, you know, how good, you know, some of the high school football players are. I'll give you an example. We played McCauley last year. Carson Lawrence was kind of this hybrid safety linebacker that they would play that was headed to Vanderbilt. And, you know, you would, you know, design a play, you know, or game plan a play, and you're like, this seems good, except for we're running at number three. and while it looks really pretty on the whiteboard, you know, when the guys get out there, it's a little bit different. So like that 100% is still the case. I actually said to a coach as we were preparing last week, I'm like, you know, it's one thing preparing for scheme, you know, it's another thing when you're preparing for personnel. And look, that's like that's the great difference maker. So typically speaking, if a guy's, you know, headed to go play at a big time program, you know, he can provide some game planning headaches, you know, for us and I'm sure other coaches during the week.
That's great. That's a big road win for you. I'm kidding. I know you played at home. I'm kidding. Tim Hasselbeck is with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. Tim, I want to ask you a question about Diego Pavia. I've told Chase on this show all the time how I think Hugh Greene is one of the best college football players of all time with Pittsburgh in 1980. Should have won the Heisman Trophy, but George Rogers did. And they talk about Hugh Greene. If you look up his stats, like, well, he didn't do all this and do that, but he made everybody around him better. Even Marino talked about how great he just made you better. Diego Pavia is not going to have the Timmy Chang stats from Hawaii, you know, 18,000 yards. But, Tim, he's making everybody around him better. Is that not what a Heisman Trophy candidate is about?
Yeah, I think it is, or at least definitely, you know, before the award has, you know, kind of morphed into what it's morphed into for sure. I think that would be the – you know, the thing. And I think that, like, when I talk about quarterbacks coming out in the NFL draft, the thing I believe is, like, the biggest deal is, do you make the players around you better? Like, I think that is, you know, maybe more so than anything else, the thing that matters the most. So that's one of the things I talk about with Cam Ward. Like, look, Miami had been searching for a quarterback for years, couldn't find somebody. And they had some, you know, talent around their quarterbacks. But gosh, did he make the guys around him better when he got there? Like, that matters. So, yeah, Diego has certainly done that. He did it last year. He's doing it this year. And I think beyond just, like, the physical aspect of making guys better, like, what is the hope and the belief that you're a good football program because he's the guy behind center? Like, what has that done, you know, for your team? I don't know that there's been a more impactful player in college football than him in regards to that.
Oh, thank you for exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, he just makes everybody around him better. Let's talk Titans. They've scored one touchdown in eight quarters, Tim. Very concerning. But you talk about Cam Ward has that something about him where you're just like, this guy's got it. And maybe it's early you see in the two games, but when everything's breaking down around him, Tim, he doesn't lose his confidence. I think that's a great sign of a good young quarterback.
Look, I think that his poise and composure – has been remarkable for early on. The game has yet to look too fast for him. I remember saying to you guys, you know, during the preseason, still a dependent position. The guys around you need to play better. Look, that's definitely how I feel after 2 weeks now. It really is in terms of, you know, guys like stepping up and making plays. Like you look at the day Russell Wilson had. Well, like look at some of the plays his receivers made. Look at some of the contested catches. You know, no different than, you know, Sam Darnold, who won a game in Pittsburgh, or, you know, some of these quarterbacks that came away with, you know, wins from a week ago, or just even like for that matter, Stafford. You know, look at the help that Stafford got. So, yeah, I think that I've been encouraged by how he's played. I really have been. And, you know, you just hope that it doesn't get to a point of frustration with him in terms of the guys around him not stepping up and making plays.
Well, I asked Chase yesterday, I go, you put Cam Ward on that Denver Bronco team, you bring Bo Nix here. I mean, it's like a night and day. I mean, Cam Ward's got the receivers, the offensive line, everybody's working in sync. I mean, he would succeed in that. And right now, you make a great point about – I mean, it's easy to get frustrated. You got Calvin really dropping passes over the middle, receivers running the wrong routes. It's just the frustration thing is a good point that you cannot be right now, because once you get frustrated, that's not good at all.
And, Joe, you know what else? You hope that it doesn't get you into bad habits. So you hope it doesn't get you to the point where you start to, you know, not pull the trigger on certain things because, you know, you're like, he's open, but like, I don't know, can I count on him? Can I depend on him? Like, you hope that it doesn't get you into trying to do more than you're supposed to be doing. You know, I think we talked last week about like playing in the design of an offense. And I firmly believe that you got to do that first before you can, you know, start to get into doing other things and creating and that type of stuff. And I believe that to be true. Like, look, the touchdown pass he throws is unbelievable. I mean, it's an insane play against like the most elite athletes on the planet. But like, you can't make your living doing that. You really can't. Like, that can be part of something what you do, but like, that can't be how you have to make plays every single Sunday, because it's not sustainable.
He is Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. We'll have more with him coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday, continuing our conversation with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and the head coach at Innsworth. So going back to that touchdown play, I mean, my goodness. Is that one of those, if Taylor did that, you'd look at him and go, hey, great throw, don't ever do it again?
That was the coaching point that Andy Reid used to give my brother. I think I told you. He'd be like, okay, that was amazing by Brett Favre, but if you ever do that, I'm going to cut you. I think I said this to you guys before about, look, like, that's the Ben Roethlisberger. That's the, you know, the Michael Vick, the Patrick Mahomes. You know, you want to teach a guy to play inside the design of an offense. You do want them to put their own personality and ability in terms of playing the position. But, like, those highlight reel plays in terms of doing it all on your own, that should be a short playlist. So, you know, that's what I would say about – like, that's awesome. It's great that it was his first touchdown pass, because it was incredible. Like, that's a good one to remember. But if you're asking him to do that every single week in order for you to win a game, that's hard to do. Probably impossible.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. One thing that Brian Callahan said yesterday about Cam, you know, because he was asked about finding the play downfield and maybe not checking down or knowing when to get rid of it. And Callahan used the phrase, he's a hunter, and he's hunting for the big play down the field. And while I think you respect that, you like that, he's going to have to grow as a quarterback, right? Because it's not always there. So how does he go from constantly trying to find that big play to maybe speeding up when he knows it's not there and to find the easier one?
Yeah. Look, I think that you have to continue to just hammer home the idea of, like, it's the quarterback's job to find completions. It's the coordinator's job to find conversions. And so, you know, if you're always hunting downfield for something bigger but not getting completions, then you're not doing your job. Your job as a quarterback is to find completions. So I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, look, you find completions. Like, I'm gonna call a play where there's gonna be, you know, five guys that go out in the route. Like, you find the completion, and if it's not a conversion, then I call the wrong play. Like, I think that, and I think just continuing to hammer that home. It's like, look, yeah, it's 3rd and 9. I think I said this to you guys in the preseason. It's 3rd and 9, and if I call a route and you end up throwing the flat for 5 yards, and he doesn't break a tackle and get a first down, like, then that's on me. But, like, you did your job. You got the completion. So, look, are there some scenarios in a game where you've got to be more aggressive with the football because it's, you know, it's like that Giants-Cowboys game where next thing you know it's, you know, 37-all and you've got to push the ball down the field because you've got no timeouts and it's your only chance to score? Sure, that's different. But, like, that's always that's a small segment of the game. And so, like, I actually thought there were moments early on where it was like 1st and 10, came out of it, didn't like it downfield, one hitch, balls to the flat, 2nd and 7. Okay, that's good. Like, that's good football. That's good quarterback play right there.
I totally agree with you. Tim Hasselbeck on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Tim, if I were to ask your brother to give me 3 hours to talk about Walter Jones, could he do it?
Oh, he definitely could. And one of his favorite stories is, like, they're playing the Rams, and the Rams jump into, you know, this bare front defense was going to change the way, you know, like, who Walter was supposed to block. And so they jump into the defense, and Walt blocks out on Leonard Little, who was an amazing pass rusher, you know, for the Rams. And it cuts the guy free inside, and he makes a tackle for a loss on Sean Alexander. And Matthew, like, looks at Walt, and he starts yelling at him. He's like, hey, you know, they're in bear. Like, you got to come down and block him. And he looked at him, and he's like, I get paid to block pass rushers. It's like, okay. I guess that's how we're doing this. Fair enough. Good deal. I'm glad we had this conversation.
What I'm saying is that your brother had this guy to protect his left side the whole time. Cam doesn't have that now. Dan Moore Jr. is just not good. But you see, when you have time to throw the ball, and your brother, because of a Walter Jones, who might be the greatest left tackle in NFL history, protected him. Cam doesn't – how much better can Cam be, Tim, when he's got a Walter Jones-type guys around him?
Listen, pass protection's a big deal. Like, that's the other thing, too, is when you look at the quarterback play, almost everybody that's a starter in the league, when the pocket is clean, guys are pretty good. Just because, like in order to get to become a starter in the National Football League, you've proved that you can do it at, you know, with, you know, a certain amount of, you know, ability in terms of being able to make throws and being able to see a defense. And so when you have a clean pocket, guys play really well. When you don't have a clean pocket and there's guys in your face and you've got to move and it makes you a little late or you don't see things as clearly or you've been beaten up throughout a game, you're not the same. So think about, you know, Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowls where he's not protected well.
Right.
Like, that's been a problem. Think about Tom Brady when the Giants were able to rush the passer. Like, it is, I don't care how good you are, it is the great equalizer.
Oh, 100%. We're going to ask you about Baker Mayfield, Tim, because, I mean, the story is great with this guy. I mean, the Browns didn't want him, the Panthers didn't want him, the Rams didn't want him, and now he's found a home in Tampa, and those guys love him down there. It's one of the best stories in sports right now because the guy just plays for those around him, and those around him play for him. It's really cool to watch this.
I think everybody always loves, like, the tough, gritty competitor. I do. And so, look, there are guys taller than him. You know, he's got a very good arm. But, like, you know, there are guys that, you know, look like they should be playing the position more so than Baker does. And, look, he's the beneficiary of some good fortune. You know, typically when, you know, it doesn't work somewhere and then you bounce around, you don't get your chance again. So because Brady retires, he found an opportunity. That's really the only reason that it happened. And then because he continued to play the same way, it's worked out for him. But if he were to lose his confidence, or if he were to have, you know, kind of questioned his ability or changed his way, then it wouldn't have worked out. So I appreciate the, you know, the grit, the determination, the ability to persevere, you know, in terms of how he's handled his career.
I mean, what is it about him? I mean, Tim, and I don't know how well you know Baker Mayfield, but what is that, you know, they say that certain people have that je ne sais quoi, that certain something, you know, it's hard to put it on there, but they got that. Does he have that certain something that can rally yeah. everybody around him?
He's tough. I think that would be, you know, a big thing in a locker room. So, like, he's tough. He prepares and works hard. And then I think that he plays at the quarterback position with, like, a toughness and a lay it out all on the line kind of way that endears his teammates to him. I mean, I think that that stuff matters, especially when you're trying to, like, prove that you're a starter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think those are the things that he does that people respect. And so, you know, you factor that with obviously good production at the position, playing at a winning level. And when you do that, then guys are going to respond to you. You're going to get opportunities. And he's made the most of his, for sure. I mean, it is very rare. You guys know this. Like, if Will Levis were to show up after two more stops somewhere and then become a starter, everyone would be like, whoa, you know, like what Geno Smith has done, what Baker Mayfield has done,
yeah.
what Sam Darnold is doing, like that's not normal. That does not typically happen. And I think Daniel Jones, like, I think you have to have an appreciation for it.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, is with us. Are you buying the Colts right now?
Well, they're playing good defense. They're finding a way to get turnovers. And Daniel Jones is playing well. They got good talent around him. Like, Jonathan Taylor's running the ball well. So, like, I think when you just factor all of those things in, and then you look at the rest of the division, I think that if you're the Colts, you probably feel really good about where you sit.
Do the Texans need to be worried, or is it just two games?
Okay, I think it is, yes, just two games. But I also think, there should be concern. Like, 2 years ago, they seemed to be like the hottest up-and-coming team in football. It doesn't feel like that's what they are right now.
You're right. Did we have any fourth and one out of the shotgun this past week at Innsworth?
No, we don't. Did you see how we ended the game, though? Little quarterback keeper.
Oh, I did not.
I mean, I'm sure it's in your Instagram feed somewhere. But we don't do that. We don't do that. Fourth and one, we will not be in the shotgun.
God bless you.
Unless we're in a 2 minute drive, okay? Then maybe it's different. But like, even then, we might not be.
Hey,
like,
wait, I was going to say,
why would you bring the ball 5 yards back to go 1 foot forward?
Right. Before we let you go, Chase and I have had this debate about the tush push, and it's getting out of hand. Do you think it's getting out of hand?
Here's the thing. I thought it was ridiculous that people were like, oh, we're going to ban it. Like, I thought that was a ridiculous comment. Okay. But they're doing such a poor job of officiating it mm-hmm. right now. That's the problem with it. Like, you can't have guys lining up offside,
right?
Like, you can't do that. And then you can't have guys false starting on offense. So, like, that's the part for me where I'm just like, let's officiate it correctly. You know, when RPOs were becoming all the rage, it was like, hey guys, like, this is great, but he's RPOs. But like, when the lineman is 7 yards down the field climbing to the linebacker that's supposed to be covering the slant, like, we're breaking the rules,
right?
So that's just my big thing with all of this stuff. Like, let's just make sure that we officiate it correctly. And clearly, you know, this past week on the tush push stuff, like, they did not.
He is Tim Hasselbeck, Innsworth head coach and ESPN NFL analyst. Tim, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. See you, fellas.
Yeah, Tim Hasselbeck joining us here on the program as he always does every Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
I love talking to him.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, because I mean he tells it like it is. We'll react to some of that and much more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe here on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game.